Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bobby Barrier, the president and CEO with Signature Carpet. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having us here with you today.
I wanted to let our listeners know that you've got this new role. You've taken this role as the leader over Signature. A little background. I've known you for a long time. Met you when you were at Invista, and you were in charge of the commercial side of the business there. Then you left there and went to Mohawk, again on the commercial side of the business, and now you're at Signature. So you've been in the business for quite a long time, haven't you?
Yes, Kemp. Nearly 30 years, all in the commercial market segment, and just very fortunate and thankful for the opportunity here at Signature. As you know, Brenda has made her decision that she's going to retire at the end of this year, and it's created a great opportunity for me to come in and work under her mentorship through the end of the year and have an opportunity to manage the business going forward and building on the strong foundation that's already in place.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give our listeners a little rundown on Signature? It is a privately held company. You're focused in the hospitality business, right?
Yes, almost singularly focused in the hospitality business, Kemp. We've been in business over 20 years. As we were talking earlier, focused specifically in the hospitality segment, but we've also been building opportunities even outside of hospitality where some of the design assets and capabilities that we have leverage over into other market segments, particularly in some of the things in the healthcare arena and multifamily condo markets.
Okay, so the senior living and hospitality, they kind of run parallel, don't they?
Yeah, very much so. From a design trend standpoint, customization capabilities, there's a lot of similarities in how people look and design carpets for both of those applications. So it makes it a great synergy and an opportunity for us in the future.
And give us a feel for the products you make them all. I mean, in other words, you have tufting and coating and all the processes it takes to make carpet, right?
Oh, yes, Kemp. We're a vertical mill. Everything from fiber, manufacturing capability, twisting, heat setting, tufting and finishing. We have all the aspects that we need to make a broadloom carpet, and that is where our focus is. We are a broadloom carpet mill, but we also have other products that are in our line as well. We actually do offer LVT through some other supplier partnerships that we have, and you know, we look at other flooring opportunities in the future to further expand our business. But yes, we're a vertical mill with just about all tufting capabilities you could think of for broadloom carpets to make the designs, patterns, colors that our customers need and want.
And for those people that may want to just look a little bit more detail on Signature, what's the URL for your website?
It's signatureflooring.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the hospitality business. Actually, we just in November, Floor Focus has a feature on hospitality because we're going to take that issue to the BD&Y show, and this is our annual look at the business. And most people know there's two different areas that where carpets used in both the public space area and in the guest rooms, and you offer products for both areas, don't you?
Yes, we do, Ken. We have some wonderful products and capabilities that we go into the guest room carpet areas with, but we also design, develop, and make some unique products on ColorPoint technology that go into the public space, things that can look or mimic similar to Axe Minister type carpet. So we're very fortunate in the capabilities that we have in our products, and you know, we just came back from some owners' conferences and had a chance to listen to some developers and owners, and this is a marketplace that is going to be a good place to participate in over the next couple of years. And maybe new construction slows somewhere down the road in the near-term horizon, but there's lots of renovation opportunities and there's lots of remodeling opportunities that are going to be available to us over the next 2 to 3 years. So those product opportunities in guest rooms, public space, and where hard surface or other products might be required, we've got a great opportunity in front of us.
You know, there's a company in Nashville, Smith something or other, and now they go by letters, but they give statistics in this business, and we just put them in this November issue. And actually, hospitality, the occupancy, the number of rooms available, all those are at a peak right now. I mean, this business is doing very well, isn't it?
It certainly is. Hospitality is a great place to be at this point in time in the business cycle, but we also have to be cautious because we are at those peaks, and as we all know, those cycles can tend to move in the other direction. And again, on the initial side of that other direction, it's still a very good market to be in, but we just need to look and plan and prepare our business so that, you know, we're looking ahead far enough to know what the needs would be and manage our business and our assets accordingly.
Yeah, well, one way that a company grows is by developing innovative products that you can't find anywhere else, and you actually have something in that area. Tell us a little bit about this living floor product that you're introducing.
Kemp, we're so excited about this. This is a joint venture that we've had over the last good period of time with the Georgia Tech Research Institute. And we're very fortunate to be associated with some very creative and very smart people. But we're going to launch next week at Leading Edge, the industry's first floor technology features PZO sensing technology, which gives us the ability to collect data from a floor. A lot of us spend a lot of time, effort, and energy around designing and developing carpets for a utilitarian use of a floor covering. This puts technology to use in the floor where the floor starts to provide you information and data around people's locations, stride and gait analysis, could in the future have other sensing capabilities around spills, duration. It just provides and unlocks an opportunity for us to look at flooring as a whole new medium to solve problems. The technology is PZO sensing technology, but we're referring to this product as a living floor.
And it's got sensors in it so that you can tell if, say, somebody's either walking or if they've fallen and they're horizontal on the surface. I mean, all this information would prove useful for certain applications, right?
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, of course, we're going to be at Leading Edge, and we're going to be focused there in the senior living market for things that we can do to solve those problems. But as you know, in that segment of the market, falls are of a significant concern. And this technology enables us to gather data around someone's movement activities. We can do stride and gait analysis so that we have the ability to predict if someone is not as flexible or mobile as they could or otherwise should be in a healthy state. And it gives you that one step of predictability that can help them avoid something such as a fall in the future. So it's extremely important to this particular market segment. But I would also share, Kemp, that as we look at this technology and develop this technology, it is about the information that you can get from the floor medium. Mm-hmm. And that could give us opportunities into new spaces in the future. Think about it for retail. Think about it for other types of security or other areas in products. So it could be very interesting what the future may be for this technology.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing more about it, and it's good to catch up with you. Again, we've been talking to Bobby Barrier, the new president and CEO with Signature Flooring, and about the new Living Floor product. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.